This one just grew without interruption, which was nice, actually. I just wanted to use that woman alignment. I wish I had sort of made the tree a little narrower, or at least allowed her shape to influence the tree on one side. That's something I could try again. I think that, I kind of thought about that, but then as I went, I kind of lost that thought. And that feather thing up top, the black and white leaf up top feather, I said, because I was just thinking, I've been working with that print forever from the very beginning. I still have pieces. And I was thinking, well, maybe that influenced the development of the magic feather. These things lay dormant in your mind and you just see them now and then, and that whole layering process, thought process, is really interesting to me because, it's just such a key element to story, and a lot of times we feel like things are new, but that it's just much deeper than that story, and the moon was dyed by Glennis. Glennis really introduced me to indigo, so she's such a good friend, and I just feel so grateful for that initial learning process. And I have some of her dyed work here. It's always been a little larger, so it's ended up maybe in larger cloths, but this one worked out really well as a base. The scale of the moon here is really just very beautiful. And I love that the snowflake is green because that was kind of a feeling that, this, and it did snow again, and it's cold, but it's still spring, and the green snowflake is a real nice symbol for that. And eyes are growing. That's always something optimistic for me in terms of symbols. And the fringe, of course, I'm glad I put that here, just a reminder to continue. I looked at this morning and I was like, the way the figure was there, and I felt like saying, well, stand back, put your phone down. We mean you no harm. Anyway, that's that.